Hello, good afternoon, Richard. It's nice to be back in your radio show again. A lot has evolved since last time we talked about Foundation Friesen Hortha. So I'm Nupur Tran, the owner and founder of this beautiful hidden gem, which was lost for over a century, and now it's claiming its heritage, dignity, and respect back, slowly but surely. In the past 4 years, there's a lot that has evolved in this house. First thing first was when we met, you saw that the house existed. We cleaned it really nicely. But the beauty that you see with the fresks and the colors and the motifs, they were not visible. So during COVID, I scraped off these 12 layers of white paint, the abuse which was in this house for over a century. And it's been really incredible journey for me myself as a reincarnation with the house, is to see all this beauty coming out and the connection with India more and more. There are spiritual symbol motifs of flora and fauna, which dates back to thousands of years in our Indian spiritual mythology. So for me, it's overwhelming. I feel I'm in my parents' house in India, and it reminds me of my childhood. The colors that have come out are just absolutely stunning. It's like the sunshine of Hortha has come into the spine of the house. And every floor motifs are completely different. So it was impossible to reconstruct something like this. It had to be scraped off so that you can see the original, and it's in a very well-preserved state because it was under all these layers of paint. But it's been a titanic work, 12 layers of painting with the scalpel number 20 by hand, I can tell you. I think I've become quite an expert in scraping off. But why I did it? I did it because it is so expensive. So just one wall is over 100,000 euros. It's the labor. I understand the dilemma of heritage properties, why they are in such a fragile state, because people don't want to invest that kind of money anymore. But homes like this, these are the hidden gem of Hortha. And how many are left? Maybe not even 8 today. And this is the only Hortha house in the city center, and the only living museum of Hortha in the world where a family is living, and at the same time, it's a museum and foundation open to public every day, except Sundays. It's really important, and Art Nouveau is such a strong part of the history of Belgium that the outside world doesn't really know. Like in Spain, you know, everybody knows about Gaudi. He's a god. But in Belgium, I think that the image is still too modestly portrayed, and the mainstream public doesn't really know. So for me, it's a joy to receive people and to show them the work that has been done over these years, the restoration of all the furniture, which took 4 years. And Maurice Frison was a lawyer of métier of art. So he defended artists and interior designers of the time. So this house is like the 19th century time capsule. You see everything from Hortha to Van Utvel to Tonnet to Servier Bovy, Joseph Hoffman. And the house, when I bought it, I mean, I had no idea who was Victor Hortha. Now I'm writing my second book. I'm doing my master's in architecture and restoration from ULB. So I know the subject a little bit more. And it helps me and it gives me the vocabulary and grammar to run the place. In terms of evolution, there's been really a revelation. It's a renaissance. And more, it's waking up. It shows the connection between East and West. That how culturally, through heritage, through patrimoine, we are very engaged, and how we shared a lot the ideas and inspiration in the 19th century, which seems very polarized idea today. What I would like now for the foundation restoration part is that we need help from the people. Because till now, I have done everything under whatever means that I had. But I just can't sustain anymore. I need to restore the fresks because they are fragile. We can't just leave them exposed open like this. So we created an account with the Robodwa Foundation, which gives you tax exemptions for companies who would like to help the foundation for the restoration. And also the facade, because the facade was changed when the house was not classified. And one of the projects of the restoration in the master plan is to restore the facade in its original beauty. So companies, governments, it's really like in England, National Trust, it's such a great example. And I hope that here, through crowdfunding, through Mecen, we are able to restore the last phase of the house, which is the frescoes in the whole staircase and the entrance, and the facade of the building.